from Grand Rapids to Detroit. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
It's going down on the Michigan Sports Network. This is X's and Bros. I'm Mike Lissette filling in for Anthony Bellino. You see what I did there? That was a reference to the song. I forgot that
I'm on TV. That was a nice reference.
I forgot I'm on TV, and I was dancing. So and I was dancing very badly. So those on Comcast 900 and BCSN, we now know officially that I cannot dance. And by the way, is that Danny and Ryan on the other side?
We're back.
Thank you so much for leaving me hanging with that 17-minute segment. But now I got you back, and we can answer the hard-pressing questions that I laid out earlier in the show. If you remember, in hour one, Anthony Bellino was looking for a Shaquille O'Neal jersey to wear in Tampa because he's going to a party where Shaq is DJing. So the question I threw out and I support, can men over 30 wear jerseys?
Don't ask Dan this question. Dan is a anti-jersey person.
No, it depends. First, I'm not a basketball jersey guy. What? Baseball's fine. Football's fine. If you're going to a game, if you're going a concert, whatever, you can wear it. Just don't wear a jersey just to wear a jersey, though. That's so just dumb to me.
You're saying it would be wrong if I wore a jersey to my doctor's office.
Yeah. Or, I mean,
do it all the time.
I'm just not a... just basketball jerseys.
But
don't
why?
Look... They're not flattering unless... You're in good shape.
What do you want, the slim fit?
I mean, did you see Kemp last night in the Seattle Kraken shirt? That's how most guys look.
That's not true.
Yes, it is true.
All right, so speaking of jerseys, actually, you're going to laugh at this one. I actually just picked up another jersey the other day. You know which one it was?
Oh, boy.
The new Toon Squad jersey from the movie Space Jam.
I didn't really care for the jerseys. Like, they're okay, but the first Toon Squad jersey was iconic. And this one, it's all right.
It's got the thick Looney Tune orange thing coming out the side. If you get the matching shorts, which I didn't do, but you can actually form the half circle. They actually look really good in person.
Well,
I dig them.
Did you get LeBron, or did you get, like, Bugs Bunny, Lola, Taz?
Sadly, unlike the first release from the Space Jam jerseys that Champion made, Nike, at least I think, has only made a LeBron James jersey. So for the first time ever, I'm a big Michael Jordan guy. I mean, I am Michael Jordan to the core. I have a LeBron James jersey. And to be honest, I'm proud of it because I liked the movie. Did you guys see it?
We both did. So,
okay, well, give me your take first.
So, and Dan and I are in different camps. So, I have two young kids. So, for me, the movie was like, do the kids like it? Then, if they do, it's a good movie. Because that's who it's made for. It's made for children. If they're sitting down enjoying it, then the job was done. Did I have issues with it? Yeah, I think some of their bigger ideas didn't work. Like, trying to tie in all of the Warner Brothers movies, I thought was a cool idea. It just landed a little flat for me. But again, this is a 31-year-old guy watching a kid's movie, trying to be overcritical of storyline.
Right, and you can't, the thing, like Ryan's saying, just like, it looked weird in the background. But it can't be overbearing, the references. So I appreciated, like, the White Walkers were in the background, and then Pennywise.
Well, that's the weird thing. That I saw Pennywise the most out of every WB character. And I thought that was like, that's a little inappropriate for children's movies. Well, I have a kid just saying, who's that scary clown? It's like, he actually kills people.
Yeah. Well, the Joker, they had two different versions of the Joker in the crowd.
The Adam West Batman, the Cesar Chavez Joker. Yeah. Like, I like those little nods to, like, the different franchises.
See, the one that I saw was Robin. There was a guy dressed as Burt Ward, and yep, he's just going crazy in the crowd, like, almost weird. Like, what are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, that was weird.
A little overacting there.
Because he does that, well, that's what, like, Robin did, that little hopping type of jumping thing back in the day.
You see, Batman was doing the Batusi at one point, too, which I thought was pretty funny. I liked it. I thought it was great. And to be honest, as a guy that, as I said, loves Michael Jordan, I'll admit this. LeBron was a better actor than Michael Jordan. I mean, I thought there was one point where he was kind of tearing up at the end of the movie. I bought it. I thought LeBron.
Oh, I'm on the opposite. I thought just because the kid was so good, he was a professional actor. Like,
yes,
that it just didn't compare to LeBron. I don't know. It felt a little weird to me. The thing.
Well, there is no Dom James, which is like,
right.
They couldn't even name the kid after, like, you know, LeBron, Bronny Jr. or something. That was
right.
Funny.
The thing that I was most impressed with, I thought was the funniest, was the Don Cheadle becoming Bobby Knight.
Yes!
Like, they cut to him, and I was like, okay, he just had all black on, now he has red on, and then they cut away, and then they cut back, and he's throwing the chair. That was, like, perfectly done. Because it made you catch that he was wearing red, and then they pulled away, and then they came back to it. I thought it was perfect.
And when I saw it, the same thing, it was like, why is he wearing a – he's Bob Knight! And then he threw the chair. See, I'm glad that you guys are on the same page. It was not a bad movie. I don't think it's deserving of all the hate. And I think part of the reason why it's getting a lot of hate is because that's what we do with LeBron James. I think we criticize him perhaps too much. We should appreciate him for what he is, and he's a pretty good basketball player.
Right, and I appreciated LeBron in the team of Space Jam tying in the fact that this isn't a remake. This is a sequel. Hey, we got to play a basketball game against this. And the Looney Tunes kept referencing, like, we did that already. What do you mean we have to do this?
Yeah,
like, funny. I thought that was funny that, like, we heard, like, we saw your internet comments. Like, we know what you guys are saying. Like, we're going to attack it head on.
No,
the one thing for me that I wish it was my favorite scene in the original was the them cleaning up the gym. I thought that was cool. It was kind of like a nod to the Snow White scene when they clean up the house. So I wanted to see that happen again in this new one, and I was disappointed that it didn't happen.
You were waiting for Sylvester to say spit shine? Is that what you were waiting
exactly,
for?
Exactly, exactly.
I've seen it many times. So I'm glad that you guys are on the same page. Good movie. If you have kids, check it out. If you don't, still, I would check it out. HBO Max right now, it's like, what, $9 a month? Certainly worth it. This is not a plug for HBO Max. This is from a point. They're not paying me. You guys, since you're just joining me now, Danny, I mean, I got a text message from you over here. What did you have to say? Because the question of the day, you can do it on the Meijer Supercenter text line, Sports Radio 21000. What is going to satisfy you as a Michigan fan? We've heard from a couple different people. I think I got a comment from you. What do you have to say about it?
Oh, no, that was another text we received.
Oh, that's okay. So this is what – who's it from? From Fred?
Still, yep, or? That's still from Freddie. Yep.
Okay, so a separate one. Fred says 10 win seasons are now – the benchmark for Michigan fans, what's the record in bowl games and versus Ohio State? If he knew this 6 years later, Jim Hackett, when he hired him, he would have expected this, question mark. What do you guys have to say? What do you think is acceptable this year for Michigan?
Yeah, Ryan, what do you think? Ryan thinks zero wins is acceptable.
No, well, not what you're expecting, but what do you think is going to satisfy people?
What will satisfy Michigan fans? Beating every team by 80, not committing a single penalty or having a single turnover while winning a national championship, and also you're not allowed to mention any other team in the world. That would satisfy Michigan fans.
Do you agree with what I'm saying? I think the bar is too high and not fair to Jim Harbaugh.
Right. I think some criticism, yes, has been fair. Has the expectations been fair? Not at all. But he also raised the bar really quick for himself, coming in at 10-3 his first year. So I think every fan was like, okay, by year three, we should be getting double-digit wins and then start competing. When he gets double-digit wins his first year, they all raise the bar to, okay, we're going to be national champions in 2 years.
Yeah, they took a big dive that third year. They went 10-3 back-to-back, 8-5. We're talking about the schedule for the Michigan Wolverines coming up after the break. Again, it's Big Ten Media Day today. Jim Harbaugh is speaking. I think the Wolverines can go 9-3 this year. I'll tell you how when we come back. It's X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $600. Place your bets on all exciting showdowns in Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and more sports from around the globe. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. With BetMGM, you're just a few taps away from turning game time into showtime. It's a new customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Buy 10 items and get the 11th free. Save more across the store with 10 for 10 savings on things like Oscar Mayer Lunchables, Coca-Cola or Pepsi 2-liter bottles, plus deposit where applicable, limit 22, Totino's frozen party pizzas, and Meijer reclosable snacker sandwich bags. Plus, Meijer home delivery is just $4.95 all summer long. Enjoy more savings with 10 for 10 at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it. Get it.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag pop the tap at freddythepizzaman.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com. Or email freddythepizzaman@gmail.com.
Fill in for Anthony Bellino. He told me the show's going to fly by. And at the time, I said, oh, goodness, it's been about 10 years since I've done a radio show. I don't know if it's going to fly by. He was right. We're in hour number three. We got about 40 minutes left to go in the show. This has been great. And my name is Mike Lissette, by the way. And I know, you know, one of the rules in radio is you're not really supposed to talk about, you know, what goes on behind the scenes. There's no inside conversation. You want to make sure the audience is a part of it. But I'm going to share with you right now that Danny and I bonded during the commercial break in ways that most people can't understand, because Danny is a big pro wrestling fan, as I just found out. And you're talking to a guy who was once referred to on the wrestling circuit as the human highlight, Mike Lissette. Very true.
That's incredible. I when I asked the question, I just kind of figured, based on your age, that you were a child through the prime, the greatest years of wrestling. Basically, like, I would say 1982 through 2002 was just like insane.
No, I go further. I go, Shawn Michaels was always my guy. So when he retired in 2010, I took a big dive in terms of the investment of what I love. But I still love it. It's great. I will tell you this story. This is going to make me seem really cool to a lot of people, and some people are going to roll their eyes. But I, in addition to wrestling, I was licensed in two states, Kentucky and South Carolina, to wrestle, because they're old school. You need a license to wrestle in those states. It's insane. You have to pass a physical. It's really strange. But other than my wedding night, probably the greatest night in my life was when I got to party with Ric Flair.
I think that would be pretty much everyone's best night of their life. So, I mean, good for you.
My a buddy of mine, when I moved to South Carolina, because I used to work in Charleston, the first thing I did, I opened up the newspaper, because that's what people did back then, and I noticed that there was a columnist that wrote a wrestling column every weekend, and I was like, I've got to be friends with this guy, and his name was Mike Mooneyham, and he did a book called Sex, Lies, and Headlocks. And so we went to lunch. I found out he's a big Ric Flair fan. Matter of fact, he was friends. He's friends with Ric Flair. So we go to a Raw. He's sitting next to me during the show. He goes, "Hey, do you want to go out after the show?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, Rick's having a party at Chubby's." This was in South Carolina. So I go there, and they're all there. Jericho, Ric Flair, Batista, all the women, the divas, Mickey James, Lillian Garcia. They were all there. And the whole night, it was like going up to that girl that you want to talk to. But I was scared out of my mind because it's Ric Flair. How am I going to – my friend's like, no, go up to him. Like, go up to him. So I go up to him, and I said, "Hey, you know, can I get a picture?" And he's like, "Sorry, man, not doing that tonight, yada, yada, yada." So I went back to my friend Mike, and he said, "What happened?" And I said, "He turned me down." And he goes, "He turned you down? Oh, no, this – I'll figure this out." So later in the night, about like 20 minutes later, I get a tap on my shoulder, and it's Ric Flair. And he starts cutting a promo. "You didn't tell me you were friends with Mike Mooneyham. Woo! You want a picture with the Nature Boy? Get over here. Woo!" And I got to take a picture with him. I look like an 8-year-old boy. I had this gigantic smile on my face. Definitely one of the coolest nights of my life.
You didn't get a square up photo? That would have been awesome.
You know what? I would have liked a chop. I would have liked a big chop.
Oh, heck, yeah.
He probably legally can't do that to people in bars anymore. There's probably a few stories of like, yeah, we did that once and he was in the hospital for a week.
That was no joke. Speaking of bars, I'm sure this is going to be a conversation in a lot of bars in the coming weeks. What is Michigan going to do this season? I've looked at a lot of preseason predictions. A lot of people have the Wolverines going 5 wins, under 500. A lot of them have the Wolverines as high as 9 wins. Danny Ryan, you've heard my opinion if you've been listening in the show. What do you realistically think the Wolverines are going to do this year?
So I have the schedule for people watching on Comcast 900 and BCSN. Schedule's up on your screen right now. I mean, for people saying 5 wins, like, I feel like that's just too low.
Yes.
Because at least the one thing you can always count on Jim Harbaugh doing is beating teams he's supposed to beat.
Yes.
That's why he's won close to 70% of his games at Michigan. Like, there's very rarely an instance where he is a huge favorite and loses. I can only count one, and it happened last year.
Oh, boy.
Boom, got it in. But other than that, it's like Western win, Washington toss up. That could go either way, but it's at home, so I'll count that as a win because it's at Ann Arbor. Northern Illinois, win. That's already 3. Rutgers at home, that's 4. At Nebraska, 5.
Yeah,
at Nebraska, 5. Like Northwestern at home, that's 6 already. Michigan State. As Michigan fans, you should feel confident. That's 7. At Maryland, yeah, that's 8.
Yeah,
and Maryland's the only one I count as another sure one. So that's up to 8 already. And that throws in toss-ups with Indiana at Penn State. So I'd say like 8 wins probably would be the bare minimum.
Yeah, I think the only two games they're not going to win, I mean, definitely, are Wisconsin and Ohio State.
Right.
I think they could possibly beat Indiana. They do that, they might be 9-3. That's what I'm looking at right now. But my question again is, will that be good enough for Michigan fans?
No.
And I don't think it will.
No, nothing. Nothing's – they haven't been happy since 1997. They just haven't been. And as Michigan fans don't like to hear it, like they're turning into Tennessee. They're turning into Tennessee fans. Tennessee won in 1998. The recruiting has been great for 25 years at Tennessee. What happens at Tennessee, though, that hasn't happened at Michigan? They keep turning over coaches because they think they should be competing in the SEC and for championships. But that's not what they are right now because their fans put the expectations of, we got these recruits, this it should equal this. When it doesn't, or when it only equals 9 wins a year, Tennessee gets upset and gets rid of their coach and resets. That's one thing Michigan really hasn't done because they've had Jim Harbaugh the last 6 years. What he's provided is at least a more consistent model for Michigan football than it was under Brady Hoke. So
69% of his games. That's how many he's won. Now, granted, again, as the pizza man pointed out, 0-5 versus Ohio State, 1-4 in bowl games, which is not good. By the way, CBS Sports says the Wolverines have the third toughest schedule in the conference. They're the 58th toughest schedule in 2021 among all college football teams, which is they actually have a little bit easier in their schedule than they had last year. I think it was like in the 30s in terms of toughest schedule.
According to Phil Steele, friend of the show who I have on next week, I believe he had it ranked the 12th hardest schedule in college football.
This year?
Yes.
That's a pretty big difference between what CBS is saying.
Right. We're big Phil Steele guys. No other guy talks to every single head coach across the country than what Phil does. So we'll get his comments on that next week. But again, it's whether or not you believe Jim Harbaugh will do his job. Yeah. And that's where Michigan fans have lost faith in the last 2 years.
It's a toss-up. I mean, again, as I said before, it's all across the board predictions. The Big Ten unofficial media poll had Michigan fourth in the division behind Penn State and Indiana. So, again, the expectations are not too high, but maybe, I don't know, maybe that's a good thing for Harbaugh going into the year. Maybe you keep the expectations low. He can surprise people, get everything right. We talked about that with Aaron McMahon of MLive. We played the interview earlier. We're going to play it again when we come back. This is X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Remember, question of the day, what's going to satisfy you for a Wolverines fan this year? How many wins or what do you need to see? Meyer Supercenter text line, Sports Radio, that's what you got to text to 21-000.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meijer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meijer pharmacy or visit clinic.meijer.com today.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart, and obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more. Coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement. Saguenay Eagles Landing. Where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan. Let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.